The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good once again to be joined by Mo Khan, CEO of HVivo. Mo, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure, pleasure. So you've released your first half numbers for 2025, unaudited numbers, that is. But before we delve into those, do you mind giving investors who may not be familiar with HVivo a quick breakdown of what you guys do and how you monetize your products?
I'd love to. Yeah. So we are an early stage, phase one, phase two, full service CRO. So we basically are a contract research organization providing drug development services to the pharmaceutical and the biotech industry globally. This year, we've acquired two companies, one in London, one in Germany, and we now offer the full breadth of services to our customers who are looking to develop their drugs from discovery to development. And in that essence, we are really the only provider that can offer all of these services under one roof, under one contract. And we're also the world leader in human challenge trials, which is a special trial concept used to develop vaccines and antiviral cheaper and faster than the classical model that's currently in existence.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. So going back to your numbers then, can you give investors a high-level sort of overview? What should they be focusing on?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mean, we gave a trading update in July of this year, and the results are in line with our trading updates. So we delivered just over £24 million in revenue, with a strong mix of revenue coming from different types of services, different therapeutic areas, different client base, which really speaks well to our diversification strategy that we have implemented in the last 18 months or so. The EBITDA sat around £3 million. This is somewhat flattered by the postponement and the cancellation fees that we recognize in the first half of this year. But we've also have kind of synergized and operational efficiencies have been put in place with strong cost management to give us that strong EBITDA delivery. At the end of June, the cash stood at just over £23 million, which I'm sure you will agree is a good, healthy number for any company. And the weighted contracted order book sat around £40 million at the end of June. Now, we use this term weighted contracted order book is to give the market a really kind of hard number on what we have contracted and haven't yet done yet. So we not only include the projects that we have signed contract with, but we also assign a probability as a likelihood of that project going to completion, and that number at the moment stands at a very good £40 million.
Okay, well, the CRO industry has faced some macroeconomic and sector-specific headwinds. How has this affected HVivo and your sort of 2025 delivery?
Very good point. So the macroeconomic challenges that we've seen has impacted not just us, you know, the bigger CROs, smaller CROs across the industry, and we've been equally impacted. In fact, maybe we've seen stronger challenges than some of our compatriots in the sense that the vaccine field has been under special scrutiny, let's say, especially with the recent news coming from the United States. We've seen postponements for our clinical trials, including cancellations, especially this year. And we've also seen the lengthening of the sales cycle for human challenge trials. And so, you know, some customers are playing the wait and see game to see what happens with this volatility in the US, especially with the regulators, before they commit to develop their vaccines or antivirals going forward. Now, in our opinion, this is a temporary stance. I'm sure you know, things will change and stabilize. Human challenge trial concept remains strong, robust, and relevant as ever. My personal belief, to be honest, is that the human challenge trial will come back stronger than ever because at the moment there is a big pressure across the globe, especially in the more wealthy countries with regards to reducing the prices of medicine. So we've seen this in the US and Europe also with lots of different manufacturers of drugs negotiating with the regulatory authorities in different countries. And the human challenge trial concept means that you can develop vaccines and antivirals much faster and much cheaper. So in effect, if they were to replace the classical model of phase one, two, and three drug development, you could get access to patients to vaccines and antivirals much faster and much cheaper than ever before. So we do see a really kind of good place for human challenge for us long term, but we have to overcome the short term macroeconomic challenges we are seeing.
Well, that's encouraging, I must say. And I suppose, well, I mean, you touched base on it very briefly earlier, but a big move this year has been the acquisition of CRS and the Cryostore. How's that integration coming along? What does this mean for hVIVO's positioning going forward?
A good point. So, I mean, we know we, I mean, we still remain a human challenge trial business at our core, but we know we identify the need to diversify our services. So early this year, we acquired a company called CRS in Germany. It had two clinical research units, in one in Mannheim, one in Kiel, and the team over there has really kind of responded well and very motivated and want to be part of the hVIVO group. They deliver first in human clinical trials, as well as phase one and phase two proof of concept, and some other specialized services. So that really kind of adds really well to what we already do at hVIVO with the human challenge trials. Cryostore, a smaller business based in Greenwich in London, expands our biobank capabilities. And their really key advantage is that they have all 90% business retention. So they have a high repeat business. The integration aspect we looked at in three parts, to be honest, you know, people, processes, and systems. I'm pleased to say that the people and the processes portion has been more or less fully integrated, and we're currently finalizing work on the on systems aspect. And you can imagine any kind of integration process that companies go through, systems always takes longer, and we did anticipate that. On top of that, we recognize around £1 million worth of cost savings with synergies across the different companies. And we have around £3 million of new opportunities for the kind of the former hVIVO companies with the addition of the new companies. And that was one of our key reasons to diversify, is to not only add new diversification from the incoming companies, but to increase the sales pipeline through cross-selling of the existing companies.
So you've also brought Sean Chilton on board as non-exec chair, a name many in the sector will recognize, of course. But what does his appointment bring to the business? And is there any update on the search for the new independent non-exec director?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been working with Sean for what, about 3 weeks now, and you know, I already, you know, his experience comes through. So he's one of those people who has, you know, walked the walk rather than just talk the talk. You know, he was CEO of Clinigen. He oversaw strong growth going into around 100 countries at the end. They're also a contract research provider for the pharma biotech companies, similar to our offering. So he has really kind of strong sector relevant experience, and that helps me, the board, and the rest of the team significantly. On top of that, he's got very good board experience, including AIM listed companies. So to be honest, you know, when we were looking at the criteria of assessing our candidate, we had a list of requirements, and we always thought it would be hard to find somebody that fits all of the tick boxes, and Sean is the guy. So we're very pleased to have him on board, and I'm sure he will contribute strongly to the company achieving its long-term goals.
Great stuff. Well, finally then, and looking ahead, what can investors expect from hVIVO for the rest of the year and looking into 2026?
So for this year, we expect to deliver around £47 million in revenue with a low single-digit EBITDA loss, which is an improvement of our guidance that we provided in May. I'd also expect us to continue to build up on our sales pipeline and grow the human challenge trial sales pipeline, as well as strong growth in the newly diversified services. Now, we also expect this volatility in the human challenge trial market to kind of normalize to some extent. And with that, we are forecasting to high single-digit growth in 2026. So for us, we completely understand the current situation. I think, you know, our investors, our kind of peers all appreciate what's going on. Is effectively, it's a temporary event. And once that normalizing, we expect to see strong growth in hVIVO.
Great. Well, thank you again so much for your insights, Mo. It was always a pleasure to speak to you, and I'm sure investors are going to be looking forward to watching closely how things evolve over the coming months. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.